Welcome to the Stats Modeling the World Instructors Podcasts. 10 points in under 10 minutes. We hope you find them helpful. Hello, Paul Velleman here to talk about Chapter 2. In Chapter 2, we do something unusual. We talk about data. This is the initial salvo in our battle to tie all that students do in statistics back to the real world. Statistics is about understanding the world with data, and we can't do that if we don't first understand data. Here are 10 important points you'll want to keep in mind. Get your students thinking about what the term data means. They need to understand that data are not just numbers, and that they must have a context. We identify that context with the terms that students learn back in elementary school as the elements of a good story, the W's. 2. Insist that students adopt the habit of identifying the W's. The W's of a variable are who, that is, who are the individuals measured or counted? What? What has been measured or counted? And if it was measured, what are the units? When were the data recorded? Data from the 1800s may mean something different than the same measurements recorded last week. Where were the data recorded? In our town? Nationally? In Tanzania? How were the data recorded? Okay, it doesn't start with W, but you can write the final W as a capital letter for mnemonic value. And, sometimes the most revealing, why were the data recorded? 3. Point out that we may not know all the W's, but if we don't know at least who and what, we don't have data, because we don't know the context. 4. We treat data as either categorical or quantitative. And yes, this is a matter of how we treat them, not a fundamental property of the data. Data may be numeric, but the numerals may be just labels that we want to treat as categories. The discussion in the chapter is much more careful and sophisticated than it may appear at first reading. Don't get distracted by ratio, interval, ordinal, or similar distinctions. These are problematic and don't matter for the concepts and methods discussed in this book. Emphasize that the distinction between treating data as categorical or quantitative may be more about how we display and analyze the data than about the variable itself. The variable sex is data, but just because we might label the males as 1 and the females as 0 doesn't mean that it's quantitative. On the other hand, taking the average of those zeros and ones does give us the percentage of males. How about age? It's often quantitative, but it could be categorical if it's broken down into only child, adult, and senior. Zip codes are usually categorical, but if one business has an average zip code for their customers of 10,000, while another has an average of 90,000, we'd know the latter had more customers in the western United States. Emphasize the importance of context and the W's in summarizing data. 5. Students should recognize that every discipline has its own vocabulary, and statistics is no exception. They'll need to understand and use that vocabulary properly. Unfortunately, many statistics words have a common everyday usage that's not quite the same. We'll be pointing those out as we go along. Insist that students use them correctly. That's a fundamental principle to establish right now at the start of the course. 6. Speaking of vocabulary, spend time talking about the term variable. Make the point that this doesn't mean exactly the same thing as it did in algebra. There we call x a variable, but often that means we just don't currently know its value. In statistics, a variable is an attribute or a characteristic of an individual or object whose value varies from case to case. 7. Here's another term to discuss early. A statistic is a numerical summary of data. One of the first you'll likely hear is that the class is X percent male. Point out the difference between statistics and data. The book wisecracks that, contrary to the warning in the safety ad, don't be a statistic, you can't be a statistic. Only a datum. 8. Avoid saying the words probability, hypothesis, and inference. They're certainly important concepts in this course, but students have no background for discussing them honestly now, so they'd just be confusing and intimidating. It's tempting to start the course by discussing how we collect data, but that discussion would lead us into too many new concepts too quickly. We've found that it's better to take data as they come and insist on knowing the W's. More sophistication about experiments, samples, and inference needs a solid foundation. And as with any large structure, we need a bit of time to let that foundation set. 9. It's a good idea to start class by collecting data from students. After looking at the data from your class survey, some students may say things like, "The males are more conservative." And this is a good chance to point out the difference between univariate and bivariate analysis. You can note that bivariate's a lot more interesting. 10. We're laying foundations here. We'll maintain the connection to real-world understanding throughout the course. We'll insist on proper terminology used properly. But we're also establishing our teaching philosophy. And a large part of that is to introduce no concept before its time. Students are building their understanding of statistics from the ground up, as if they were modeling with clay. Each new concept needs a place to stick, or it's going to fall off and be forgotten. Ours isn't the only path through these ideas, but it is a consistent and attested one. We'll continue to make it clear in these discussions. Thank you very much. This concludes our discussion. We hope you find it helpful.